With just 2 weeks before the election, Tammy Baldwin has launched her first television ad. It's a direct response to this ad from challenger Dave Magnum that began airing last week. It features Magnum's sister-in-law accusing Baldwin of voting against an amendment to a child safety law.
Tammy Baldwin has voted to change a bill so that a convicted child predator who hasn't let the police know he's moved into my neighborhood from another state might only get a slap on the wrist instead of 5 years in jail. Tammy, you failed us.
The ad doesn't mention that the amendment Baldwin voted for failed, or that Baldwin actually voted for the bill that includes the 5-year mandatory minimum sentence for sex offenders who fail to register. Her ad charges Magnum with ignoring those facts.
So don't believe Magnum's ridiculous attacks. Tammy Baldwin voted for the Children's Safety Act to track sex offenders when they cross state lines. And every police and law enforcement group who's taken a stand endorses Tammy Baldwin for Congress. Because
but Magnum's campaign director, Chris Lotto, says Baldwin's vote for the bill doesn't change the fact that she voted for an amendment that was soft on crime. He says that's something voters, especially parents, should know about.
I'm a dad. I'm a father of a 4-year-old girl myself. I know what I'd want. I'd want mandatory minimum prison sentences.
But Baldwin defends her vote, claiming the amendment would have strengthened the law. She says when the Congress imposes mandatory minimums, they're making a decision that should be left up to judges.
I think it's important to give judges the discretion to, in many cases, hand down even tougher sentences, depending on the facts in front of them.
Magnum has run 6 television ads, most of them attacking Baldwin's record. Baldwin says she'll be running more ads before the election that will be focused on her accomplishments in Congress instead of responding to Magnum's attacks. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.